Game two of the World Series between the Cubs and the Indians. The Cubs looking to even things up at one win apiece. Prior to the game, Chris Bryant and David Ortiz, the recipients of the Hank Aaron Award. Cavaliers breaking more of a sweat here than they did against the Knicks on Tuesday. Jake Arrieta starts for Chicago, Trevor Bauer for Cleveland. His pinky was okay, but the Cubs sliced him open in other ways.
The 2-2. Line drive down the right field line, deep in the corner. That's a fair ball up against the wall in one hop. It's going to be a double for Rizzo. Bryant's going to score. The throw goes to second. Bryant scores. Double for Rizzo. Cubs lead 1-0.
Cubs are on the board for the first time in the World Series.
Boy, oh boy. Can Jose Ramirez deliver and quickly steal the momentum away from the Cubs? 3-1 pitch, two on, two out. In the air to center. Back is Fowler near the track and now on it to end the inning. Two on, two out. Will Joe let him go on 3-0?
I would.
He does, and a base hit. Here comes Rizzo. No throw to the plate. Schwarber's delivered, 2-0. He's back.
Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer and Jason McLeod in the stands, and boy, were they thrilled on that base hit by Schwarber.
He's now been to the postseason with three different clubs, so this is nothing new for him. The pitch, line to right, fair ball, into the corner. Rizzo around second on his way to third. A little slip by Chisenhall. Rizzo will be sent to the plate. The throw is late. Zobrist head first sliding into third.
RBI triple for Ben Zobrist, the hottest hitter on either team. Brian Shaw, runner at third, one out. Schwarber with another base hit.
Here comes Zobrist. Cubs lead 4-0. Kyle Schwarber has knocked in two tonight.
Cleveland had a former Cy Young Award winner go in game one. The Cubs have their former Cy Young Award winner, the reigning Cy Young Award winner, in game two. And strikes out. That's number six for Jake Arrieta.
Arrieta gets the sign. Contreras sets up toward the outside, and the pitch is hit in the air to left. It's deep. Zobrist back on the dirt. He's got it. Through five, Arrieta dealing. He has not allowed a hit.
There's a 1-1. That's a base hit. First of the night for the Indians.
Kipnis around first. He'll go for two. The throw by Hayward to second base. The throw offline. And the first hit against Jake Arrieta in tonight's game.
Arrieta didn't allow a hit through five and a third. Is knocked out in the sixth. Theo and Jed and Aroldis and Joe trying to send this series 1-1 back to Wrigley on Friday night.
Now you can really hear the Cub fans. And the 2-2. Swinging a bouncer to short. Glove by Addison Russell, and he throws him out, and the Cubs win. The Cubs win a World Series ball game for the first time since 1945. They have evened up this World Series at one victory apiece, and a very significant victory for the Cubs.
The Cubs pick up the 5-1 Game 2 win to square up the World Series at one win apiece. Jake Arrieta's no-hit bid of 5 1/3, the longest by a Cubs pitcher in the World Series since Ed Rulbach in Game 2 of 1906, as he took a no-no into the seventh. Terry Francona suffers his first ever World Series loss, ending his winning streak at 9. That trails only Joe McCarthy's 10 and Joe Torre's 14 for the longest World Series winning streaks in baseball history. Jake Arrieta did not have pinpoint control in Game 2, but that might have worked in his favor. Here's Tim McMaster and Jack Morris on the efforts of the Cubs right-hander.
The World Series heads to Chicago tied at one game apiece, in large part because of Jake Arrieta, who steps up big time in Game 2. Tim McMaster here along with Jack Morris takes a no-hitter into the sixth inning, but it didn't feel like he was that on his game. Maybe effectively wild in Game 2?
Good way to describe it, really, Tim. He threw 98 pitches in 5 2/3 inning, and I don't think he could throw a pitch in the same spot all night long. And when he still gets outs and carries a no-hitter into the game, that is being effectively wild. He had tremendous movement within the strike zone. He had 6 strikeouts, a pretty good game overall.
A cold, damp night. There was some rain off and on, so that's a factor with the grip and everything. But how about a Cy Young Award winner, reigning Cy Young Award winner, stepping up in a big spot when he didn't have his best stuff?
Well, sometimes you're going to have to go out there and battle through it, and I think he did that tonight. He did not look as sharp as he can during the regular season. Certainly as good as he was last year when he won the Cy Young. But he went out and gave his team a chance. They scored him runs early. He was able to get the ball deeper into the game, almost through six, and then hand it over to the bullpen. They did their job. It was a long game. You know, four-hour games in the World Series are never something really pretty unless it's an extra inning game or a scoreless game. But in this case, he did what he needed to do, and that is come home to Chicago with a win.
The Cubs have actually been shut out three times this postseason, but when those bats do get going, the Cubs are nearly unbeatable. Here's Tim McMaster and Jack Morris on the efforts of the Cubs offense in Game 2.
A Cubs offense that struck out 15 times in Game 1 of the World Series brought their bats to the ballpark for Game 2. Tim McMaster here along with Jack Morris, led by Kyle Schwarber, his second game since April 7th now. He had a nice Game 1, but Game 2, 2-for-4, a couple of RBIs and some more great at-bats.
You know, it's a remarkable story. Here's a kid that was hurt all year long, basically had his first at-bats in a World Series, and he has shown his manager and all the Cubs fans that he's legit. I mean, his bat speed is off the charts, and he's missing balls just barely that could be going way out of all the ballparks that he plays in. He did muster up a couple hits, got a couple RBIs, but just watching him and seeing that tremendous bat speed puts fear in the pitcher's eyes. They've got to be careful with how they pitch him, and right now Kyle Schwarber's showing Joe Maddon that, hey, I might have to come up with a new way to put him in the game when the DH is not a part of it in Chicago.
And he's also giving protection to Ben Zobrist, the cleanup hitter, also 2-for-4 and now 5-for-8 in the series after going 3-for-4 in Game 1. Zobrist, the veteran who's been here before and coming through big.
Well, he's been there, certainly done a great job with the Kansas City Royals last year. You know, got a World Series ring, comes to Chicago, mainly because his manager, Joe Maddon, knows what he's all about. He had him down in Tampa. He loves the way he plays the game, and he's continuing to play at that great level. I think what happens with a guy like Zobrist is once these postseason games come around, he has that great focus that you need to be able to put the ball in play.
After Jake Arrieta shut down the Indians' offense into the sixth inning, a pair of left-handers took it the rest of the way home for Chicago. Here's Tim McMaster and Jeff Nelson on the efforts of Mike Montgomery and Aroldis Chapman.
The Indians bullpen came into this World Series grabbing most of the headlines, but in game number two, the Cubs bullpen stepped up. Tim McMaster here along with Jeff Nelson. Let's start from the back of the game. Aroldis Chapman gets four outs in a non-save situation, but Joe Maddon goes to him early because they needed this win.
Well, because there's no such thing as save situations in the postseason. I mean, I don't care. You don't leave him for the ninth inning or if there's three runs or less. He needed to get work anyway. He hasn't worked since game six of the NLCS. You don't want to leave him with that many days rest. It was a must win for the Cubs. You had to bring him in. It was a good situation and good time to bring him in with that last out there in the eighth inning.
His fastest pitch, 104.1 miles per hour. That's the fastest pitch ever thrown in a World Series game. Before Chapman, they go to Montgomery in that sixth inning. Arrieta kind of ran out of gas in the sixth. And Montgomery, another addition in season, steps up.
Yeah, nice outing. Two innings, he struck out four. They got him from the Seattle Mariners. He actually was really comfortable in Seattle. A little upset that he went to Chicago at the deadline because he started feeling his way. He was a starter, you know, bounced in the bullpen, back to starting, but he really found his niche in the bullpen with the Cubs. He's a guy that can give them outs, and that's what the Cubs need. They try to find guys in that middle, in those middle innings to get outs. And from the left side, he's been the guy for Joe Maddon.
For the first time in 71 years, Wrigley Field will be the site of a World Series game when the Fall Classic shifts to Chicago for Game 3 on Friday. With a Game 3 preview, here's Tim McMaster and Jeff Nelson.
The World Series set to head to Chicago, and it's tied one game apiece because the Cubs take Game 2 5-1. So we change locations, friendly confines of Wrigley Field, and the Cubs are right where they want to be, 1-1.
Absolutely, and they have their great guy in Hendricks going for him in Game 3. This guy has been nails at home, 9-2 with a 1.32 ERA during the regular season. Game 6, he was lights out, 7 3 innings to help them beat the Dodgers to go on to the World Series. This guy is nails at home, the exact person they need for the pivotal Game 3.
Then Josh Tomlin on the hill for the Indians. Here's a guy that all sorts of pressure on him in the ALCS. Steps up big time against the Blue Jays He doesn't throw hard, but he gets the job done.
Well, you have two guys on both sides that really aren't overpowering. Tomlin might hit 90, 91. Same with Hendricks. Tomlin hasn't pitched since game two of the ALCS. Really pitched well. 5 2/3 innings, only gave up that one run, struck out six. Another guy, go 5 or 6 innings, and you have to immediately go to that Cleveland Indians bullpen. But nothing seems to bother this guy. You know, both guys are very crafty around the strike zone. They throw a lot of strikes, and Tomlin has that nasty breaking ball. If he has that nasty breaking ball like he had during the Blue Jays series, watch out for the Cubs. I mean, he's pretty dominant with that breaking ball.
There was no panic whatsoever from Joe Maddon following his team's Game 1 shutout loss, and his faith was rewarded as the Cubs come through with a Game 2 victory by a 5-1 score.
Overall, I mean, he had great stuff. His command a little bit scattered at times, but he kept battling through, didn't give up any hits. Finally, was it like 96 or 98 pitches by the time I took him out? I think a lot of it, he just had a hard time gripping the baseball. It was kind of difficult with that, but great stuff. Great stuff. I thought Wilson did a really good job with him tonight also. I thought they worked well together.
What are the chances that Schwarber will be able to play left field in game three?
That's going to be what the doctors tell us. I have no idea. We're going to go back. We have a mandatory workout tomorrow, so we're going to be at the ballpark. If it's okay, possibly might see him taking some fly balls if there's any chance at all. But I honestly don't know. That's something I'm waiting to hear from our guys, from our medical side, because obviously he looks good. Looks good at the plate. I'm running the bases. He looks pretty good so far. I talked to him there before his last at-bat. I asked him if he got on base, if he was good to go, and he said yes. I said, okay, fine. I mean, good to go as far as running. I said, just make sure you stay smart with it. And there's nothing about watching him that tells me that he's inhibited right now.
From the Arizona Fall League to a designated hitter in the World Series, Kyle Schwarber continues to amaze.
This is the moment we live for. I'm going to lay out on the line every day, give it all I got, and I'll take the result. Just want to get a good pitch to hit. You know, I got guys in scoring position. I'm not going to be passive there. You know, if I get a good pitch to hit, I want to swing. This was easy. You know, this is the weather we grew up playing football in, so it's enjoyable. Oh, man, you know, it's surreal for me. You know, these guys battled through it all year, and for me to be here right now in this position, all the credit goes to these guys, and just literally really looking forward to getting back to Chicago.
Jake Arrieta took a no-hit bid into the sixth inning of Game 2, and the right-hander gave the Cubs exactly what they needed as they square up the World Series at one win apiece.
I think really controlling my effort is when I was able to get locked in. Kind of had my foot on the gas a little too much at the start, tried to do more than I needed to. And then I really got back to just executing good pitches towards the bottom of the strike zone. You know, with the cutter going one way and the sinker going the other way, trying to be as aggressive as I could and allow those guys to put the ball in play and let the defense work. I was able to get some strikeouts because of the aggressiveness and not trying to overthrow. You know, I think at least one of the walks in the first was kind of pretty much due to that, being a little overly amped up and trying to do more than I had to. But after that inning, I was able to kind of settle down and pitch well from that point on. And then in the sixth, I think that, you know, maintaining a consistent feel and you know, a night like this with the weather the way it was can be tough. So I tried to keep the body warm and ready to go the best I could. You know, but, you know, our bullpen came in and did a tremendous job. Mike was excellent, as he has been for us the latter part of the season. And, you know, obviously with Chapman coming in, getting four outs, you know, to seal the victory for us was really big.
After receiving the Hank Aaron Award prior to Game 2, Cubs slugger Chris Bryant goes 1-for-5 and helping lead the Cubs to a 5-1 win.
That was good. I mean, it's nice to do what they did to us yesterday, kind of get to them early, you know, get the pitch counts up. I mean, we made them work, and it was a good thing. Successful first road trip here. Anytime you can split, you know, when you're, you know, on a visiting team's field, it's a good thing. So, and we know we play pretty good at home, so we're heading home pretty happy.